Hello and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name's Rory and this week I'm joined by my friend Sophie.
Hi.
And my friend Abby.
Hello.
Abby, you finally joined us after a year of trying to persuade you.
I know. I am a fan. I've only listened to it once, but I'm very honoured.
Such a fan.
Such a fan. What was the episode? Do you remember what we talked about?
Oh, don't put me on the spot, crumbled Rory. At the first house. She's never I know that listened. Last week was Grenfell.
That's because we've just told you that.
But I always like the posts. I always like the status updates. Guaranteed like
okay,
for me.
That's the main...
The thing is as well, Rory, is that actually Abby was a bit scared about going on with you.
Me?
Oh, you're so aggressive.
I've never heard myself described as
such
aggressive.
Such a statement
before.
Man, as yeah, discussed. If you've got something to say, you will say it.
Do you feel like he's aggressive? Is that the right word? I feel like... Sort of weird apathy joint with mild opinion.
Yeah, ooh. I'm like, I mean, you should. The last guy on from last week, he was aggressive.
Wheeler.
Yeah. He had opinions.
Next level, I can imagine.
I think Abby's Wheeler's biggest fan.
Oh, hey, Wheeler.
I'm pretty relaxed in comparison.
You're like a little chihuahua in that you're sweet, but then you let rip.
I could turn on you at any point.
Exactly.
Well, as never mentioned, trust. it's our birthday. We're a year old, you know?
I thought you meant it for our birthday, because me and Rory do share a birthday.
Sophie and I have the same actual birthday. But yeah, this might be the news. We've been we've been podcasting for just over a year now. Isn't that mad?
Sick. Congrats!
The first one was actually, in advance of Brexit, where we were like, that's never going to happen, you big nutter. And then, ever since, it's just the world's been falling apart week by week.
How do we celebrate 1 year of a podcast?
Get Abby Tucker on the show.
I've
just exposed my true identity there.
Oh, they now know your last name. They can look you up.
Or is it a pseudonym? Who knows?
Come on, you think of a more exciting pseudonym.
I think Abby Tucker sounds fun. Also, Abby has actually likened what she wants the podcast to be to Loose Women.
Yeah, she wants to bring a Loose Women vibe.
I do. I feel like we should all debate, big issues.
We'll have
I'm
a
Andrea McLean. You're Colleen Nolan, Rory.
Okay. Oh, God. Who am I?
Maybe Stacey Solomon.
I would have counted you more like Stacey Solomon, Janet Drinkwater.
Janet Streetporter couldn't make the show.
That's how I would describe Abby when people say, what's Abby like? I say, Abby's like 6 foot. Are you bigger than 6 foot?
Let's stick with 6 foot.
Six
thanks,
foot.
It's round down.
6 foot, large feet.
The feet is so unnecessary.
Six foot, large feet, sounds like Janet Streetporter.
What a compliment.
And then I say she speaks two languages, but you'd never have guessed it.
I love that people don't believe me.
No. And I know we don't.
I mean, I couldn't be able to test. I can't test you on that.
Isn't it funny though? So Abby did. Sorry, we'll get off the subject of Abby in a minute. But Abby did a year out in Guadeloupe to learn French.
Yeah.
And then when she came back to Paris and started speaking French, she had a Rastafarian French accent.
I was like the Bob Marley of Medway. So like in French, you'd go "pas de problème" to be like, oh, you know, no worries, and I'd be like "point de problème." I was renowned for my take on the French
party
language.
Problem.
Party problem. No,
party
thank
problem
you.
Over here. So we've got all kinds of things we could be talking about this week. There's obviously like the Grenfell story won't go away. I feel like, you know, like last year's like word of 2016 was Brexit. It got voted, and everyone was just saying the word Brexit a lot. This year, I think it's gonna be cladding. people are just on a cladding witch hunt. They're just finding.
You can use it so easy there. Oh, I'm just getting my cladding on and then I'll be out. It's a bit chilly out.
It feels like we're on political points going where any politician who can go find a building with a bit of flammable cladding on it. Got one. Take this cladding off and give me a job in the ministry.
It would be like, oh, sorry, Jeremy, I'll be in the water in a second. I just got to get my cladding off.
Do you reckon, like, you know how like David Cameron is known as like the Prime Minister that like took us out of the EU and put his dick in a pig? That's like the two things that he'll be known. Do you reckon Theresa May's gonna be like, oh, is that the Prime Minister with all the cladding when all the cladding happened?
Clad date.
She's almost clad herself in though. She's sort of in one of those mental boxes where
she's clad herself into 10 Downing Street.
She's in a straitjacket in a room full of cladding and she can't get out. Right. Suffocating slowly.
We'll look back on this year and be like, oh, that was the year we all said the word cladding a lot. And then we stopped because
it's got no function.
None of us knew what it was.
I honestly thought, actually, I still don't know. Is it internal or external material? It's external, right?
I think it's like clothes for houses.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because the insulation happens behind the cladding. That's what we were saying.
It's like a pretty shell.
Yes.
I don't think it's pretty. I think it's covered in a feature wall, you know?
Oh, the year we said cladding a lot and didn't know what cladding was. Anyway, so we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about Prince Harry, who wants to leave the royals, but he's has to do all the charity work.
I thought we were going to do a 5-minute slot on Hazard.
No. Well, you want to take this
shot down.
What would the loose women angle be on Harry?
Like, should we let Harry live his life the way he wants to? Should we expect him to live behind the mystery of the royal traditions? Or should we let him let loose?
Oh, let loose.
Slice a little tie there to loose women. The thing is, though, with Harry, it's like he wants to leave his family. Imagine turning around to your mum and dad and being like, sorry, guys, I'm out.
No, he doesn't. Come on, mate, don't be spreading fake news. He just wants to not be restrained by, like, political and royal establishment traditions. He just wants to be a normal lad, living it up.
Don't we all? I've seen Princess Diaries, mate.
Okay. He'd love infernos. He'd love infernos in Clapham. He'd be on that multicoloured dance floor.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be swigging back a cocktail before he got in there because he wouldn't be able to get on the dance floor anyway.
Where's Harry gone? Oh, he's come back with a tray of Jaeger bombs. Of course he has.
Oh, such a Jaeger bomb prince.
Yeah.
So
that's
true.
That's the film I want to see, the Jaeger bomb prince.
Have you heard of a liqueur called Unicum?
No, I haven't heard of Unicum. What's that?
No, I got some when I was away and I brought it back, but I don't know what it is. And someone tells me it's...
Sounds like our first advert. I think I've tried Unicum before.
Maybe Uniqlo could pair up with them and they could sell.
This brought to you by Unicum.
Uniqlo and Unicum joining up to sell feather jackets and liqueur.
God's sake.
Sorry.
That's breaking news right there. So we're not going to talk about Harry. We're not going to talk about the hacking thing that I've only just found out about. Apparently the MP's been hacked. We're going to talk about something positive, light, entertainment-based with the facts.
Facts.
The facts. This week's fact, we're just going to talk about Glastonbury. Glastonbury's on. Like, it's. Have you been watching it?
Haven't really watched many, but I've been sent, one of my bosses is there, so he's been sending me pictures, mainly of him in a Corbyn top, mainly of him with a picture of Corbyn in, a picture by a big bar. I mean, all the classic Glastonbury pics.
Did he go see
it? In by the flags.
Did he go and see any shows?
I've only got those four pics, actually. So, I mean, I got one of those classic ones by a bar swearing. Wah, having a good time, lads.
Yeah, wish you were here.
Yeah, fuck off.
So obviously we're not there because we're here working hard. Someone who's going to do the podcast if we're at Glastonbury, having
absolutely
the best time of our lives. Not better at all. Have you guys ever been?
No, so sad about this. I feel like it's 100% bucket list.
I think you'd be a nightmare at Glastonbury.
Why?
I mean, I think you'd have a great time. You'd be covered in glitter.
Oh, yeah, just my vibe.
You'd also be a beacon for everyone.
Oh, we'll meet by...
meet by Abby.
Meet by that woman.
the glitter woman.
Don't meet by the toilets of the clock tower.
Find the giant.
The clock tower. Find the giant, like, oh, please tell Rory about.
Oh, it's not just Rory, though, is it? It's a podcast
she's telling the hundreds and hundreds
some
of...
man. Go on, tell it. Some man basically used to run away from Abby in Guadeloupe when she walked down the road. He'd start shouting something, didn't he?
Well,
because he thought you were unnatural.
Very unnatural. I did have, like, bright orange hair at the time, exceedingly large by Guadeloupean standards as well. But essentially, my French wasn't very good, so every time I walked past this fisherman, bit like mending his nets, he would be like, and then like
the beast.
What? Clearly, yeah. But I thought he was just being friendly, so he'd like shout, and I'd be like bonjour, like smiley, got on my way. And then someone was like, "Do you know what he's saying? Because you're reacting very well." And he was saying, "Run, run, the giant's coming."
She's escaped again.
La giant arrive. So bad.
That's brilliant. So you've never been. Sophie, have you been?
I went, but I went at university, and I was working the summer as a support worker, and I had these, I think she was 50, one of the women, buzz cut. Cool, chilled, but and then I went with another girl who was younger, but they didn't really drink that much, which at the time I was kind of just going with it, you know, go with the flow. But I ended up realizing that I was having a better time when I wandered off on my own than I did when I was with them. So I had some wild adventures, but slightly solo.
It's massive, isn't it?
It's huge, and it is amazing. So I think I've been to other festivals and I've had the most amazing time. So I think I need to go back, but with people that have the same mind mentality. Yeah. You've been, haven't you?
I've been twice. I went once when I was a student. I think I ended up quite... I was definitely on my own. Well, at least mentally on my own at the Who. I don't remember anyone else being there when I was at the Who. And then I went a couple of years ago when... who was there?
Stevie Wonder?
No, I saw Stevie Wonder.
Adele!
No, not Adele.
Beyonce!
Oh, God. Definitely Arcade Fire were there. And
I saw them recently. They were headlining. Amazing.
But I mainly remember, like, I ruined a Lee Nelson gig. You know Lee Nelson, like the...
The comedian.
Comedy guy.
Yeah.
Well, I was like... trundling around really drunk, and like we were like, oh, some comedy, and like, but we were in like sort of probably just coming out of like, I think we'd just been at Jake Buck, and we're all like,
we were just at Jake Buck.
And so I was like in gig mode, and so I like went into the comedy tent that he was performing in. Apparently he was at the end of a very long piece, and this was the punchline and end of the set, and I came in going, <"Wah!"> It was good natured for me, but he said, those two, out, get them out, and
ballsy.
I mean, yeah.
So mid punchline.
I mean, it's a Lee Nelson game. Imagine there wasn't a punchline. You'd probably just, like, I don't know.
It's nice, though. What's nice about Glastonbury is you've got so many different areas to explore. Like, I think you could spend the whole 3 or 4 days, like, wandering around. You'd still, like, I remember coming across, like, I think it was the Glade, which is like the arts area, and going to some hippie stalls and just talking to random people about moisturiser and, you know,
lovely.
Something, some sort of seeds I'll eat and suddenly I'm going to become like an enchanted woman.
Yeah. Yeah. I was also asked to leave the healing fields. too chatty.
Too chatty. Is that the reason the bouncer came up to you?
I don't think you're allowed. No, I mean, there were no bouncers, it's just hippies, and there was like a collective movement to get folk.
Did you forget
the
anti-Rory?
I think you're not allowed to smoke in the healing fields either.
Unless it's wacky backy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, or they'll probably chew it or turn it into some sort of like hemp based weed treat.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was the wrong vibe for the healing fields as well. Anyway, Glastonbury's good, it's massive, but it looks amazing on the TV. The BBC does like this great job of making it look like the best thing
ever.
So, do you think, I mean, it's like anything, and I think that's what's funny about festivals or any situation like this, when you go somewhere and everyone around you looks like they're having the most incredible time. People, like, you know, like I say, people have glitter on their face, people are wearing spandex shorts, people are laughing, people are drunk. And it's so funny, and this is, I think, probably more my experience, was that I was kind of like, oh, are you having more fun? What's
No, they're all dying on the inside.
But they're all dying on the inside.
They're covered in glitter, but on the inside it's just coal and sadness.
Like the Instagram effect.
Yeah.
Like, strike that pose. The 24/5. Is it 5 days last
night? Yeah, imagine that, 24/7. Like,
exhausting.
Yeah. So what are the big stories from Glastonbury so far? What have we got?
Do you want a couple of facts about how Glastonbury and how it began and what it started?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love a fact. I don't think we've had a fact yet.
No.
In the facts.
These are pretty solid facts, but it's basically been going like 48 years.
48 years. Oh, the birthday's going to be big.
Oh.
When it gets to 50.
Should we get involved?
Oh my God, we absolutely should.
2 years' time, guys.
They're taking a year off next year and then they'll be back for the big one. Okay, we'll be there.
It was initially like for travellers, though. So in 1970, I think they first started having it, but it was all just like travellers' word of mouth, and they'd just do it on round, like travellers that, no, it did the roundabout. I think when I was reading the article, I was like, oh my God, the festival's on a roundabout.
The first Glastonbury was on a roundabout. Traffic was disrupted for some of the weekend.
No, but it was like this gypsy thing where people were like, oh, you're going to go to this festival. And it was like, I don't know, not even that many people. I think that the first one was like 1,500 people. A pound a ticket.
Who played?
A ticket. There wasn't any kind of, it wasn't like headliners. It only started getting headlinery when, I think, when, like, in the 80s. late '80s.
Is that a factor of you?
I'm just like engaging.
I thought like someone like didn't like T-Rex or something do it in the '70s. I'd have thought
bang, get it on.
Those guys, yeah.
Yeah. I love T-Rex.
Whatever. That, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, my glasses.
Oh, maybe they did then. Maybe I'm wrong there.
Who knows? But anyway, so you're, at the start, it was just a load of gypsies met in a field.
Essentially, yeah.
Drank some scrumpy.
And just had a really good time. And the first time there was a death was in 1994.
Oh, the 90s.
Drugs death.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah.
What drug?
Didn't research that far. Find that out, listeners.
So basically, from the 70s all the way to the 90s, it was just jolly, hippie, good vibes.
He must have been taking shitloads of drugs.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
And then the 90s...
They did well, really, to get to 1994.
I was going to say, that's impressive.
90s is when it got really muddy as well, isn't it, I feel?
Yeah, and that's when mud diving came into play.
Mud diving, is that
mud surfing.
Oh.
And actually, people got trench foot.
No.
Genuine.
Ooh. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But...
Do you know what trench foot is, Abby?
Is it like...
Sorry, I love it.
You know me this well. I'm thinking it's like gout, like painful joints.
It's trench foot comes from like the war, World War One, when like obviously the soldiers spent all that time in like the and in the trenches and got and constantly wet, muddy feet, and their feet would rot.
Oh no!
And they'd feel sick, yeah.
And go all manky, and obviously, yeah, if your feet's rotting, if any of your flesh, I guess, is rotting,
imagine it's
really going to bring morale down.
It's going to bring. I'd have a jippy tummy if I slipped it down. And
yeah.
So that's only Glastonbury, and then they built the wall. Trump. Glastonbury was building walls before Trump.
Yes. They built the wall, didn't they?
Because there was a period in the late '90s where. Lots of people were dying getting into festivals, like they were getting crushed by people would dig in and stuff, and so they built a proper wall, and no one could break into Glastonbury anymore. So that's the sort of history.
That's a good segue, actually, because this year's biggest news is our old boy Corbyn on the pyramid stage.
It's got political, hasn't it? Glastonbury is more political than ever.
It's always probably been had underlined, but they're going statement.
Tony Benn having a little chat with people, but he's not with us anymore.
I mean,
wasn't Bernie there last year? Sanders, apparently.
Really?
Well, my dad told me this, so don't quote me, guys.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jezza is not the first politician to get up there. Apparently, Bernie was there last year.
What a brilliant platform, though, to get up there in front of loads of people.
So he got on stage before he opened for Run the Jewels, didn't he? Classic combo.
Yeah, and he came on swiftly on, as we're going to talk about him like we should talk about Theresa May, in a lovely pair of cream chinos.
I was going to say his outfit was punchy.
It was
classic.
That
outfit.
That's such a dad's holiday outfit.
Such a dad holiday. What I liked about the blue shirt though is it wasn't just a plain blue shirt you get from M&S. There was some sort of ribbing and panels.
Oh yeah.
The pattern made no sense. It looked like the sort of the shirt had been recut. Like they'd cut up.
He'd made
shirt,
it out of two shirts.
They had a shirt. They cut it up again and they re-sewed it and then they put it on Corbyn and they said, "What size is Jeremy again?" "Oh, don't worry about that. We'll just get." Broad size shirt and a broad pair of trousers.
But what I love about it, he's done halfway. So he still looks like a politician, but he's gone baggy. And you could sort of imagine that if done in a different fabric with like hippie, you know, those hippie shirts and those trousers. He could easily have been a hippie. But if he was walking onto the stage like that, people would, you know, raise questions of if he could lead our country. So I think he did a really good job in the outfit.
What did he say?
We said lots. He said initially about Trump, didn't he? He said there's a message for
Trump out there.
Yeah, stop building walls and let's start building bridges. I got a little tingle. Did you get a tingle?
Oh, so many goosebumps. Yeah. Crowd loved it.
God, I love that. Lap that shit up.
And then I guess what he just went on about how bad things are, did he?
The fact we live in a very unequal society and it's not right.
There's people living on the streets.
He used a lot of rhetoric. Is it right? And then Martin Luther, actually.
Oh, a bit of crowd call and response.
Call and response, yeah. But what I liked about it is that then we're like, no. And it wasn't like a no. It was like a no, wasn't it, in the crowd.
Because like when teacher asks a question in the class and you're not quite sure the answer. So you go, no.
But then he interrupted one of the call and responses to continue saying what he said. And I appreciate that because it's not all about, you know, it being like a rally.
Yeah,
did start to feel a bit like a rally.
We all paid £300 for these tickets, Jeremy. Didn't come to.
Is that how much they cost?
Oh, I bet. I think it's best part of £300 now.
And there, my source is the Mirror, and I've got a great little
fake news alert.
A lovely little anecdote, just to quickly step in on the £300 price tag. there was a guy that lost his on the way to Glasgow.
Oh no.
Lost his ticket. His dad retraced his steps. Like, literally, the poor guy's waiting at Glasgow gates. All his mates have gone in. His dad retraces his steps, goes to the Tesco petrol station he was at, looks in the bin where the guy threw away some old receipts. The ticket's there. He felt like...
Stop it.
On the flip side, if you've just been shopping, like, yeah, I don't know, rummaging around the bin, you found a Glasgow ticket.
How much must his dad be supporting his, you know, wild 5 days in Glastonbury to go through a Tesco's bin?
Oh, but what a lovely story.
Absolutely. Great, yeah, dad.
It's nice.
So,
wonder how much he sold that story for.
Price of a ticket. Price of a taxi.
He probably went to Glasgow too after it.
Yeah, totally. So, Jeremy called, it seems like there's been this big chant as well, isn't it? This big chant taking over.
Yeah, and you were the one that got it out of the three of us. Do you want to sing it for us? As actually, Rory used to be a singer in a band, so he's probably the best suited.
Anyway, it's to the tune of Seven Nation Army, I
How
think.
Does that go, the Rory? Oh, I don't know.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Boo. Oh, Jeremy Corbyn.
People are morons, aren't they? Like, that is... So after all this talk and everyone getting passionate about politics, that is what this is boiled down to, is us fucking chanting Seven Nation Army to the...
But that's the new generation, isn't it? It's that thing, that's what's amazing about him. Like, whether you like him or you don't like him, you've got to give him kudos to the fact that he's
the
like just
engaged.
Pressing all the right buttons. He's like, yeah, like, you know, like a bop it toy. Bop it, push yeah. it, twist it.
Corbyn.
He's just like, basically, if he's Corbyn, he's doing all these amazing things. Glasgow. Stormzy.
Yeah, Corbyn.
Do you know all these amazing things?
He's hitting all the right things. Like, what, next week he's going to be on,
well, God, yeah,
like, interviewed by Zoella or something, isn't he?
Is he?
No. No.
Sorry.
Excited there. See, he's pushing Abby's button. That was a twist it right there.
So engaged. Yeah.
So engaged.
So are people actually into politics and the left and believe what he says, or is this just a joke to everyone now and he's funny?
No, I think he's rallied enthusiasm. I think it's very hard when you're trying to deliver a mass message which has got lots of intricacies part of it. Everyone has got a little bit swept up in Jeremy mania. But what was happening when he was... Everyone hated him at one point.
Yeah, he's a clown.
My sister's hilarious, so my sister hated him. And then she works for the NHS. Yeah. And then now she loves him.
She got a Corbyn t-shirt now, has she?
No, she wouldn't go that far. But
she's getting it for Christmas.
But that's part of the charm, isn't it? It's the underdog. Everyone loves an underdog. We said he had no chance in that election. All right, he didn't win, but what a turnaround.
Like, yeah.
We love an underdog.
Yeah, genuinely, I think the underdog is always going to win. Macron, underdog.
Yeah. He was
true.
A good, yeah. No,
he's
top dog.
He's had a good week, actually, hasn't he?
Oh, he got his majority that he wanted.
Well, not only that, but like, he went to the conference, didn't he? And he was, you know,
the conference.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing facts enough for that.
He went to the conference. I don't need to say what conference, because I know you all know what I mean.
yeah, guys, you know, keep up on it.
But do we know what else happened at Glastonbury? Do anything?
Yeah,
else
well, do you know we've had some celebs there. Johnny Depp's been playing behind Christofferson.
And he came on with Liam Gallagher. I think.
Did he?
I think so. I think he was involved.
He's been popping up all over the shop.
Who, Gallagher?
No. Who, Johnny Depp?
Oh.
Any? I saw there was some little celebrity pair spotted snogging.
Chris Martin and Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
OMG.
Dua Lipa.
Fuck off.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah, who is she, by the way?
She's a singer. She's got lots of sort of songs that you'd have like probably heard on the radio.
She's but like she's
20 something.
Oh. How old's Chris?
He's at least
40. He's in his 40s, isn't he? Guys, he likes some young. There was Jennifer Lawrence before.
True. Guys, age is but a number.
True.
I think we've got to wrap it up soon.
Yeah, but final thoughts.
Can I give you a final about 1987, the year of our birth, Rory and I?
Yeah. Little clue for the listeners there about how old we'll be later this year. send gift vouchers to thismightbethenews@gmail.com.
there was something was being stolen all over the festival in 1987. Can you guess what it is?
Oh.
Cladding.
didn't exist then.
Flags?
No.
Stolen.
Glasses?
No.
Stolen kisses?
Virginities.
Virginities were lost.
No, it was trousers.
What?
Someone went round Glastonbury, a group of people. Went round Glastonbury to see everyone's trousers. Not for their own good, they left them in a pile in the mud.
That is brilliant. No. That is brilliant. That's
love that.
Bring that back. There's still time. So
everyone was walking around with no trousers on.
There is still time. Like, we've got another day left of Glastonbury. Get the trouser thief out there.
Get it back.
Let's get in a, getting a cab to Somerset after this. Then we'll get in your van, Sophie, and then we'll go take all the trousers, put them in your van.
Give them to Grenfell Tower.
Too soon.
Sorry. Too soon.
Anyway, final thoughts, Abby, on Glastonbury?
Oh, just love it. Keep it up, guys, every year.
We'll be there one time. Just look for the giant.
We'll be there for the... Yeah, we'll meet by the giant.
The glitter giant.
Task Force.
So, Task Force, I've had a call.
Oh, who from?
The head of NASA.
Ooh.
Have you heard of him?
Some people get obsessed by NASA, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, who knows what goes on there?
Who does know?
So there's been a news story this week. Don't know if, did you see it, Abby?
Absolutely.
What's been going on in the world of space?
So, NASA's actually discovered 10 new planets which have a rocky structure like Earth. And, that's not it, they also have optimal conditions for human life. So, water, not too hot, not too cold. So, essentially... Oh,
not too hot and not too cold.
Oh, it's the dream, isn't it?
We found the new Lanzarote. We are going to be migrating there.
Well, this is the thing. So, the head of NASA is all over it, obviously. He was probably heavily involved. He's called me up and he said, Rory, I've heard you can solve pretty much anything with your crack team. We need a plan. We need a plan. How are we going to go habitat these 10 countries? Don't worry. We'll look after how to get there, Rory. Don't worry about that. That's my first question. I was like, I don't know anything about how to get up in space. But he was like, don't worry about that. We'll get you there. We just want you get the team, get the idea. What is the vision? You've got 10 planets to play with. And so this is why I'm bringing it to you two.
Have we got, hang on, there's 10 planets that are now found.
Well, there's 219, but 10 have the optimum conditions for potentially human life.
Shit the bed. I mean, how do you split it up? It's like, do we go by continents?
Do we...
Because that would really sort out our whole shit with America. Like, let's have our own continent.
Yeah, but I mean, have you got any friends in America? Would you miss them?
No, I haven't got any.
What about Australia? Got
any? Not really, not anyone lived there.
Abby, you must have friends abroad.
Well, I've got a few peeps, you
Would
know.
You be annoyed if, like, your friends in Australia were in a different planet and you never saw them again?
See, the way I'm looking at this, our little task force would have some kind of travel contingency plan. Like, don't worry about the logistics, Rory. We'd overcome that.
Okay, we're gonna be planet hopping. We're going to be everywhere.
Well, yeah, we're all over that if we're organisers, but...
Do I, out of the 10s a lot... Can I be the king of the world of one of them? Or is that greedy?
King of the world. Interesting.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, this is a new beginning for me. I could actually have the phrase king of the world said about me.
Would you like that?
I don't know, really. Do you think that would suit me?
It's punchy.
It's really punchy. But then, hey, the Wizard of Oz managed it. Even if he hid himself all of his life.
Remember when they asked Boris Johnson when
what sort of leader would you be?
What he wanted to be. He said, just world king.
Is that what he said?
That's what Boris, our potential next PM.
Can you just tell me, just like maybe in three brief bullet points, what you think you're going to bring and how you think you're going to lead it?
We know me, razzmatazz would be one. Pizzazz.
Right. Second. Keywords. Pizzazz, razzmatazz, spaz. Is that a bad word now?
I think it probably is. Yeah. So I probably won't be making my three. I think it'd be razzmatazz, pizzazz, and strong and stable government.
I'm not coming to your world. If you're mixing razzmatazz with strong and stable, that sounds like enforced fun.
That's like wearing leopard print shoes. Whilst
we'd have, like themed Thursdays.
Whilst never smiling.
Exactly.
What about you, Abby? I think I'd be more interested in your world at the moment.
Oh, if
we get
I...
one each?
Queen.
Okay, you want three giant world. Points. Oh, yes. Okay. Glitter compulsory, like on the face.
Sounds a lot like razzmatazz, just stealing my manifesto.
You weren't specific enough, mate.
It's implied with the razzmatazz.
I think that I'd like to go for everyone's got to be extreme, like you can't have any beige people. Oh,
fuck beige people.
Jihadists.
You've got a mixture of terrorists and hippies.
But I don't like apathy, so I'd be like, just have a viewpoint.
Everyone has to be extreme. Okay, right, so glittered up, extreme.
So you'd have no absorbers. I've got this theory in life that there's reflectors and absorbers. You know, in a friendship group when someone's like, you get them along and they just kind of just listen and you're kind of giving them everything and they're just like, yeah. And they might be nice and fun, but they're giving you nothing back and they're absorbers. And then you get reflectors where you just like have a great time. And I really try, you've got a little bit of room for a couple of mini absorbers, but I've got no time for absorbers.
Really?
Life's too short, isn't it?
Reflectors implies that you're...
They're just bouncing off each other.
Energy.
No, well, you do. No, but,
that's true.
I'd want to be a generator. I'd want to be pure.
No, but that's the great thing about reflectors. They reflect off each other.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's like mirror to mirror to mirror. Yeah. Sorry, we've got a disco ball.
So anyway, second is extremism. And then third, your third point in Queen Abby's world of terror.
I think that I'd just also like, you know, some ground rules along like always being kind. You know, extreme but kind.
Right, so you could almost have guns. You could have guns, but they could be like glitter guns.
That's my Tinder profile. So it's extreme but kind. Kind but extreme.
Some ground rules in there.
Yeah. So, okay, and what about you, Soph?
I think like I wouldn't have monetary currency.
Oh, what would it be like?
It would be favors. Like Burning Man.
Yeah.
Just gifts, love hearts, water, depending on what you did. Everyone would have to have
a role
within the world. So whether you were farming water, don't know if that's a thing,
or washing, water over here,
but that's how you'd exchange. That's how it would work as a community. I also wouldn't overload it with a population initially. I want it to grow naturally because once it gets too big, it gets a bit out of hand. I don't feel like I can manage it. Yeah, until I've got someone I really can believe in beneath me.
And what are you going to call it?
There would be a party every week for everyone to get together.
That sounds like forced fun. When it's me, forced fun. When it's you, we're having a party.
You were saying Rasmus Taz and Strong and Stable. They're like oxymorons. You can't use that. Moron being the...
There's a strong and stable government running things, so everyone can just chill out, let their head down.
You've taken some of the stuff that definitely isn't working in our country and taken it to the new planet.
It's true, actually. I should have left that behind.
That's not you, Rory. I don't feel like you know, I think you're just taking an old model and then probably just continuing with it on the new country that we've already... The whole reason we're leaving here, right, is because it's rubbish.
Can I swap strong and stable for glitz and glamour?
No, I said glitter.
Glitz is the broader...
Can't you stop taking people's ideas and make your own ideas?
This is why it's a team. We're not going to go have solo planets, but that will lead
to more. Well, we've digressed then, because we're really thinking individually.
The real planet.
We'll be fighting before we know it.
We're going to go...
With the glitter bombs.
First question is, we've got 10 planets. Do we want to just focus all our efforts on one or try and, like, multi-manage 10 planets?
I'd love to focus all efforts on one, to be honest. No one individually has really cracked it out there. Like, I know Denmark's got a lovely quality of life.
I think we'd have to go there on a holiday to see how that was going, because it is meant to be great there.
Yeah, I think they've sussed it.
Free childcare, let's have that.
That's a good point. So we'd have to do a tour of our own world before we could set up a new one. Go pick the best bits.
Yeah, like in Africa, like what I love about Africa is, there's lots of shit going on, but the way that those people... just live life. They're like, ey.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'll come later. And I'll be like, we don't have time later. And they'll go, hey, later, tomorrow, next week, it's cool.
They're just chilled.
Yeah, they're so chilled. I mean, obviously, there's an annoying part of that sometimes when you do need to get stuff done. But
yeah, we missed the film now. Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, we've all been experiencing the weather in the last couple of weeks. Jesus Christ, you can't do anything.
It's been
that.
Hot. We haven't covered that. It's been hot.
Oh, glaringly obvious. Yeah, sorry. How have we not covered that?
It's been an elephant in the room on the podcast. It's been uncomfortably warm.
Oh my God, the amount of discussions I've had on what I'm wearing is unbelievable. I've even bought a visor you guys have all seen.
We've all been sweating from new places that we didn't know existed in our bodies.
Argus sold 100,000 fans over that first weekend, guys.
Really?
Like, it was that hot.
We had wet towels on our necks. That's how bad it got. I was in a petrol garage for 3 days
in that
heat.
That's hell.
Yeah.
No, mate.
I had 3 ice creams a day. I'm talking two Calippos and a Mr. Whippy for 3 days.
I was on at least one a day. I've had a lot of Cornettos this week. So we're going to go do a little tour of the world and find out who's got the best things. And we'll be like, okay, yeah. France, you can bring the croissants. And they're coming to the New World.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Chorizo's got to come.
Pastries.
Pastries all the way, pano shop.
But I think maybe in this new world, what we can do, because ultimately everyone's different, everyone's diverse. How about we, in this new world, we get people to represent these differences in society and how people, different people want to live, and we kind of sort of section it out. And I know that sounds, but make sure that the people heading these all are unified and coming together and realising that we have got differences, but and we're going to live in what little set communities that are.
You're going to put people
separate.
In countries by personality type?
Yeah, a little bit maybe, because imagine that, like.
All the extremists of me.
You'd have a really tough gang to.
It's just a country called like Bastard Land.
And Abby's at the top in her glitter suit.
Calm down, guys.
You trying to manage a load of like terrorists.
It's like the passive aggressive island.
You're just like trying to get out their anger in a different way by using like, I don't know.
You'd be glitter. You'd be in the reflected community.
Where everyone would just be really fun and jazzy.
Yeah.
But then almost they'd probably get a bit annoying at times. There wouldn't be any down. I'd have to have a downtime tent. I'm sort of imagining it a bit like Glastonbury.
I'm imagining it like the Hunger Games somehow. You're
so that's your community's like the Hunger Games.
But I'm nervous about that because I feel like if you bring all these different types of community and get them to just, your point is they each have their own kind of thing going on, they don't integrate. Isn't that a little bit like ghettoisation?
No. They integrate. They need to integrate. But what I'm saying is that they're all joined in a community that they have similar minds. I think it's important that you're challenged, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that needs to happen, but it needs to happen in a kind of like nice platform. So I think there should be integration. I don't think there's like separate.
Okay,
I just
good.
Mean that like in terms of how your community work, it's quite nice when you work together, but you can only work together when you feel you have the same values, right?
Yeah, I mean, but also a bit of chalk and cheese is good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I don't think we should all school together. I do think we should all school together with the different.
By school, do you mean what actually like
go to school? School. Right. So you see everyone, so you meet the general.
So, okay, so we're having school on the new planet. Have we agreed that?
Absolutely.
I don't remember the meeting about that. But
you missed that because we didn't invite you, Rory. Because strong and stable, we've got a room.
Yeah, are you the head of education? What are we calling our new world?
Oh god, it feels like I'm gonna sing a Disney song now. Right, so we've got like
got some
Earth,
good planet names out there, like
Pluto,
Saturn's pretty strong.
Uranus, obviously everyone loves.
Yeah.
Newtown.
Newtown, that sounds like the CBeebies.
That's so part of Sydney in Australia.
And there
Newtown.
Is a place in Isle of Wight called Newtown.
A New Hope.
That's so bad.
Earth 2.0?
Yeah, quite like
well, that's
you know,
quite millennial,
Beverly
isn't it?
Hills, isn't it?
Or just call it E2.0, call it like that abbreviation.
Yeah.
E20.
This feels like a Will Smith single.
it sounds like what?
A Will Smith single.
E20. It can come. So who's on the... So are we... Because we're talking about that like we're bringing over hordes of countries and basically relocating half of Earth. Do we want to do that? Or do we want to start from scratch? You know? Get a dream team together and start.
Yeah, some real.
Start populating.
Yeah. I quite like the idea of that.
Well, the dream team.
Yeah, because then we can basically pick who we want to start this whole new world.
So we're bringing Will Smith because he's writing the theme tune. He's
and
writing
also,
the global anthem.
He was that song, Miami, was the first song I learned all the words to because I spent 3 hours in my bedroom one night writing the lyrics.
What, you just wrote them out again
literally,
and again?
Literally, I'd like press play on the cassette and then I'd write out the
sentence.
Can
you give us two lines?
Yeah, and then I go back and then write out again. So now I know a lot of the words.
Give us a snippet.
Miami, the place where the sunset look every day is a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. I won't go anymore.
So hopefully you can write something as catchy as
I'll help him write it.
For our new planet. Who else? Have you got any requests? I'll do the rounds. I'll go get
him. Can I get Shaggy if I'm getting him? I want a two-man team then.
Yep, Shaggy be there.
I'm going to make a controversial one.
Of course.
I feel like...
How strange, the extremist.
That's unusual.
The loose woman.
She's literally loose. Not even her tongue isn't loose. She's just completely...
Can I bring Jihadi John?
Do you mind if Trump comes to mind?
No, that is my one. But listen. What? No, guys. Right. Listen to the informed strategy behind this. Trump has cut the NASA budget from 19.3 to 19.1 billion, which means that they're going to be significantly underfunded.
That doesn't sound like that big a cut.
No, yeah, but mate,
it is with NASA. It's expensive.
It is for NASA. Like, honestly,
their currency is not love.
It is not handshakes and goodwill.
So we should be using our own success to like preach back to the rest of the planet and essentially Earth. Get Trump to see what can be done in space and then shove him back to Earth so he can put some more money into NASA.
Shove him back. I'd push him off the planet.
Do you not worry though? Like, this is like in those films, like we bring him over, he'll sneak out of our grasp and then suddenly...
Yep.
Our country.
I'll keep my eye on him. Jake,
no, I don't. Sorry, I don't trust you.
I'm a head of the extremists.
He's a full. Watching him will be a full time job. Have you got time for that? When you.
You need some cladding.
I'm happy.
We're going to clad him into his own little cage.
Should we clad him in like a ball, like in one of those raffle, those bingo things you turn round with the bingo balls in? Yeah. Let's clad him like that, like so a pig on him. A spit, and.
We can.
Very graphic.
I thought you were like maybe suggesting it take one for the team, save planet Earth by launching Trump into space.
That's another perspective.
Is that what you're going to do with the guys that get too far extreme?
What, just blast them into space?
So actually, you're going to end up being really extreme.
I'm going to be a dictator, aren't I? That's not what I wanted.
Sophie,
sorry.
It's not too late. We can uninvite her. We can.
But I'm all about.
We can build a wall.
But things have escalated.
You're gonna start the first war on our planet. There's gonna be.
We're gonna have to plant a seed that she goes off to another planet.
Yeah, we like the look of that one over there.
But then, do we want our enemies close?
You know that John Lewis advert where the girl's looking up at the moon and there's the little man the sitting man. By himself? That's gonna be me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be by myself.
So you're gonna. I don't know where your journey is, but is your journey sort of. You go there, you mean well, you're looking after the terrorists and Trump and
no,
all these people.
With an opinion.
And then suddenly you realise you can't tame them. So you start being like, I've got to play them at their own game.
Yeah.
So then you start being evil and then you start sending people off and suddenly you create such unrest within our world. So then we decide we've got to action it. So we send you off and then suddenly you become like this Voldemort species sitting on the moon.
I was going to say, it's all starting to sound very Darth Vader. This is just turning into Star Wars, isn't it?
Things have escalated. I just said I wanted opinions and glitter.
I'm sorry, you've said lots of other things that wouldn't contradict
Darth
that.
Vader, oh, that's all Darth Vader wanted. Darth Vader just wanted to be vajazzled. It all started with a vajazzle and then we ended up with a war across the galaxy. I mean, this is interesting that we've started off with good intentions and already, within 15 minutes, what's the point of war?
I know.
So isn't that just humanity? What's think
it,
about it.
What's Everyone it? Always wants a little bit more, don't they?
Yeah. Ooh. What's it like?
Oh, cool, NASA. I'm not going to be able to get this all done in the weekend, to be honest.
Yeah, give us a bit more time.
I'm going to need another couple of weeks. Might need to start again. But Will Smith. free up Will Smith's calendar immediately because he'll be the first we need.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both.
No problem.
Cheers.
Quiz? The quiz. Abby, we do a quiz every week.
I know, Rory. I'm your biggest fan.
You've listened to one podcast and I'm not sure you even did that. So, question number one. Oh, you say your name if you know the answer. Question number one. Which Oscar-winning actor announced he was retiring from acting this week? He's won 3 Academy Awards.
Safe? Yeah. Michael Caine?
No. This was like a surprise because he's like, he's definitely got more films in him.
Oh.
Whereas Michael, a bit croaky.
I don't know.
No idea.
Name an actor, I guess.
Abby, Danny DeVito.
3 Oscars for Danny.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Matilda was outstanding.
I mean, he's mainly done rom-coms, yeah.
He's called Daniel, though.
Daniel Radcliffe. No, Daniel. No. Daniel Craig. No, Daniel Craig.
Is it?
No, it's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh!
Yeah, he's gone.
Shame.
Number 2. Mattel released 15 new Kens for Barbie this week. Did you know about that?
No.
To sort of. Because there's always been one Ken. There's been a million Barbies, but only one Ken. He's been a rock for her. But one has a very millennial haircut. What is it?
Abby.
Yeah.
Is it Harry Styles?
Top knot.
It is a top knot.
Yeah.
Ken has a top knot now. One of the Kens has a top knot. Isn't that awful?
Love that.
Yeah, love okay. that.
Question number three. Where do 7% of American adults think that chocolate milk comes from?
Abby.
Yeah.
Brown cows.
Correct. Did you know that, or do you just partially think that chocolate milk comes from?
I mean, I understand you believe where yourself. They're coming from.
Yeah.
Okay, question number four. Who is Brynith Paltrow? You're not going to get this. This is like one of those ones that came up when I was like, I don't know if you saw, like, posted earlier, just like, news story on the Metro. Goose found in red thong. That was a headline. This is like one like that.
It's Hove.
Yeah.
Some sort of Welsh WI woman.
No.
Brynith.
Brynith.
Will. I'm Brynith Paltrow.
Brynith Paltrow.
No, what?
It's a dog that has been voted mayor for the fourth time in a city in the US.
In the US, yeah.
not in the UK. I can't remember where, but yes, yeah, a little pit bull called Brynith Paltrow.
And what sort of? I mean, God, I've got
there's
questions,
a lot of questions, but we'll post a link for our listeners so that everyone can research about this. That was a kind of news story that I felt needed to be in the quiz.
Yep.
Question number five. Who, according to the Mail today, who are the Tories lining up to replace Theresa?
Abby.
Yep.
Bojo.
It's not Bojo.
No, Bojo. What? They want a new breed. They want a new... and it was like Sajid David. They were saying about him, wasn't they? Sajid David. And is Liam Fox part of that?
It's not Sajid David. One. It's not Liam.
It's not Gove, is it?
It's not Gove.
It's not an English name, though, is it?
It's an English name.
Oh, it is an English name. Okay. No, it's someone young. It's they're talking
not
about
Amber Rudd, surely.
No.
No, they're talking about a new younger generation. They think
it's old Hammond. Phil Hammond.
Is it?
Spreadsheet Phil.
Really?
Spreadsheet Phil.
They're lining up Spreadsheet Phil, apparently. You heard it here first. Oh, this might be the news.
Oh, he's not young.
No, he's I think because he wants a soft Brexit, not that we know what that means versus hard, but I think he wants to be more focused on the economics of Brexit rather than
he wants a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
He wants a spreadsheet us out of there.
Yeah, I think that sounds like quite a good approach, really.
Yeah.
Me too.
But apparently he's been told you're only allowed to do it for 2 years and then we want a proper election. So basically they don't want Theresa, they don't really want Phil, but they think Phil's going to fuck it up less than Theresa.
Didn't you see David Davis this morning said that getting rid of May mid-negotiations would be an absolute nightmare? So, you know, just throwing that out there.
He
always does, doesn't he? Classic David.
Oh, David. Anyway, so was that a draw, you two?
Yes!
Yay!
You know nice what we have one. To do? We have to play Guess the Number.
Okay, Guess the Number.
It's the tiebreaker. What number are I thinking of?
Soph.
Yep.
Seven.
It's always seven.
It's always Chris. Seven!
Oh! Thank you both for joining me.
I lost
me.
Last time, though, because I hadn't heard it. But I've heard it now.
Thank you both for joining me on This Might Be The News. And thank you, listeners, for putting up with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks!